And we are down to the final segment of the weekly wrap. I am your host, Ellie Wharton. But you know, I think you're going to really be intrigued by my next guest. I know we've kind of had light banter during the day. We've been talking to authors. We've been talking to sommeliers. We've been talking. But now we're getting ready to get down into a lifestyle discussion that some of you, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning, some of you may feel a little uncomfortable with the subject that we're getting ready to discuss, but it is a very, very important one. So please don't tune us out, but listen for the next few minutes. You really will learn something from our next guest. And this is Shannon Shores. She is with Wellex, and we are getting ready to discuss same-day STD testing. STD meaning sexually transmitted disease. So I'm putting that warning out there ahead of time, just so that people in our viewing audience aren't shocked by the conversation. Shannon, I thank you very much for coming on today, and you're going to share some very important information, I know.
Well, thanks, Ellie, for the invite. This is such an important topic that many people don't want to talk about, but it does affect all of us. Even if it's not personally, it's maybe someone that you know, and we're all about resources. So, you know, this resource might be something that someone puts away in their pocket. And when someone comes and approaches them in a crisis or a situation, they'll know what to help, how to help them.
Well, let's get right down to it. Mm-hmm. What is same day STD testing, and why would that be important to someone in our viewing audience, our listening audience?
Yeah. So same-day STD testing provides services in 48 states. So we are throughout the United States, and it is a service that we find online. As you said, samedaystdtesting.com. So that's that end user who's going to their computer, like we do for everything else, and might be Googling HIV testing, or they may be having some symptoms or concerns. And as you kind of referenced at the beginning of this segment, people just don't want to talk about it, right? They're not going to, when they go to their Facebook that morning and they say, what are you thinking about? They're not going to really put it out there.
Yeah, today I'm thinking about STD testing. Hey, Chris, is that what you thought about this morning when you woke up? Chris has looked like he's like, hecky, no, man.
And even if Chris was, he surely wasn't going to go to Facebook and say, I'm having these symptoms. What do you guys think that it is?
And he wasn't going to come to me either.
Exactly. So they're going to find us through just that search engine. And they're going to come to us. They're going to see a phone number. And in that, they're going to give us a call. And we're a call center here in St. Louis. So we have one location that serves the 48 states. And what happens is that person's going to call and talk to a patient representative. And really the purpose of that call is to say, what is going on? You know, are there symptoms that you're having? Are there concerns that you're having? Is there an exposure that happened to you that, you know, it's kind of now in your mind and you want to get tested? Or is this something that it's like a checkup? Because a lot of people getting into new relationships, I mean, we're in the world of Tinder and the match.com, right? So a lot of people are looking for new partners. And for some partners, they'll say the requirement is you need to be tested. I'll get tested. And then we can enter a relationship.
Oh, wow. Wait a second now. We haven't even started dating. And the first thing you say is, I need to see a copy of your STD test.
Exactly. I would say I want to see a copy of your 401k, your financial statements, and your STD testing. But hey, first things first,
okay.
Right?
But you know, I was also reading the other day where seniors are one of the highest groups of people that are in, you know, now all of a sudden testing for HIV and STDs because maybe they've gone a long stretch of being married, they're widower, they've been used to being monogamous, and now they're back on the dating scene, and here we go.
Yeah.
What kind of people really, I mean, it's kind of almost sounds like, well, these are for the young kids.
No, it's for everyone. And that's the thing is that when they call in, it's like in a non-judgmental way, right? We want to know what's going on because we get people, you know, who are college age. We get all kinds of ages, but we also get this group of seniors. We get a lot of calls from the Florida area. And as you'd say, they retire, maybe because they're into retirement, they've lost their spouse, they've moved down to Florida. It's nice down there. And it just, because they have been in a marriage maybe for so many years, they never think about unprotected sex. And I had a gentleman a couple weeks ago, he was in his 70s, and he was testing for STDs. And, you know, it's funny in those conversations because he said, you know what, at my age, I don't go to Walgreens and buy condoms, you know?
Right, that's right.
And he goes, I don't keep one in my wallet. You know, I have my AARP card. I don't have my condoms in there. But he goes, and, you know, he goes, but when I find someone who wants to have sex with me, hey, and I said, you know what? Good for you. Good for you. But the thing is that we still have to be responsible. We still have to practice protected sex. But in those cases, we're there that we can send that person in to get tested. They can go in for testing the same day they call us. And within 1 to 3 business days, we're calling them back. We're giving them results. We're consulting them about what the next steps are if something comes back positive. Or if not, just to give them that peace of mind in a private setting. You know, we can do it private, with confidentiality, and just give them the peace of mind that they're looking for.
So when we say private, we're saying that I don't even tell my primary physician.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
It goes all to the point that only your organization knows it. Right?
Right. Because we work with the Doctors Network. We also work with Quest Diagnostics. We are not Quest, but we like Quest. We like how they treat our patients. So we send them there. And so when you go into Quest, that's that level of privacy. No one knows what you're there for. You could be there for a cholesterol check. You could be there for lots of things. And, you know, there's nothing against clinics necessarily, but sometimes people have a stigma about what a clinic means to them. And they may not, there might be a barrier to get tested because of that shame. Unfortunately, that's there. Quest gives them a level of privacy that no one really knows why they're there. And we can help get that set up for them.
Okay, so let's just say Joe goes in, well, he goes into Quest because he's talked to you all, right? Mm-hmm. That was the first step. He called you. He says, I'm having this little symptom. And you all say, go to Quest, get checked. Then Quest turns around and sends it to you all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Joe, we've got unfortunate results. What's the next step for Joe?
Yeah. So Joe calls us and, you know, and he gets the news. And if it's bad, sometimes it feels like it's the end of the world.
Oh, no.
But since we do this all the time and we're the STD experts, you know, we can kind of put Joe's mind to ease that this is not the end of the world. This is 2018 where there's medications out there, even for viral stuff, even for infections. So anything from, you know, syphilis to chlamydia, gonorrhea. And we know St. Louis has got a pretty bad rap for chlamydia
and
gonorrhea.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And people aren't talking about that.
And that's the problem. They're talking about getting them in and getting them tested and getting them treatment. Like we get them treatment as well. But if you don't talk to people about what got them there.
Right. Because now that Joe comes back to you all, he gets treatment, he's clear.
Yeah, and we
he
give
can't
him a
go back and do the exact same thing he was doing, can
right.
he?
And we give Joe a treatment plan from the doctor that says, follow this exactly to make sure you've cleared yourself of it. We want you to retest as well in a month, make sure you've cleared it. But bigger than that, even though I like to get, you know, in my soapbox and put my mom hat on sometimes with people like Joe, but it's to tell Joe of like, I know this was a really scary situation for you. Just think about how you got there and what steps you can take so you don't have to be there again. And they really appreciate that.
But now let's also talk about the partner.
Yeah.
Because Joe didn't like to grow his own STD.
Correct. Okay?
He was involved with someone that he felt that he got that from.
Mm-hmm.
What's his responsibility to now go back to that person? How does he go back to that person and say, I got bad news?
So I'd say to Joe, like, hey, Joe, if you really want to get rid of this, like, do you have a partner? And sometimes it might be, you know what, I've had couple partners. I don't know where it came from, but Joe might say, golly, yes. I used to start dating this girl, you know, a few weeks ago, because that's the problem. A lot of these things can be asymptomatic. So for your listeners, don't ever say, I'm not going to get tested because I'm not having any signs or symptoms. If you've had exposure, you should do yourself the right thing to do and get tested. But for Joe is that we can do partner treatment, just like a lot of doctors can call in prescription for treatment for your partner. And the reason why is because it's so contagious. If Joe's in an active relationship of unprotected sex with the partner, there's a high likelihood that other partner has it. That's why we have such high rates in the United States.
And then Joe also has to go to maybe any additional partner
exactly.
that he might have said, and now say,
it would be the right thing to do.
I found out that I had this. Oh, what? This is too embarrassing. Yeah. Shannon, this is awful.
And that's why it's so, that's why the levels are so high, the rates are so high, because they don't want to have those embarrassing conversations. So you at least hope you can help Joe and the small pod that it might be right now. But that's why it's so important for your listener to say, I know this is embarrassing, but we can give him that privacy and that confidentiality. Because even like you talked about, who else? You know, women who've been married maybe 20 years and find out their husband has cheated on them, or the wife has cheated on the husband. They may not want to go to their primary care physician. They've delivered their children. They've had a relationship with their, it's embarrassing. So it gives them a level of privacy. Also keeps it off kind of their permanent health record.
Ah, that's a good point right there. It keeps it off of their permanent health record.
Right.
But now let's talk about the real quickly, though, the teenager.
Right.
Can you all help the teenager that, let's say, is the 15-year-old girl or boy? Do they have to go through their parents in order to get permission to do this?
You know, there are some states, and we do 48 states. State laws as young as 14. But as kind of the CEO of the company, I have kind of made kind of the rule that we won't test younger than 17. Back to the whole reason when you talked about high rates, why are there such high rates? That 17-year-old needs some younger than needs some guidance to talk about what has happened and what's maybe keep them from having these infections. Because STDs left untreated can cause fertility issues. I mean, longstanding stuff that I really feel like a parent, I would want to know as a parent if something happened.
So then how does that person get in touch with you again, Shannon?
So yeah, they can go to samedaystdtesting.com and see all the information and more. Or they can call directly at 844-394-8520 and speak to one of our patient representatives.
Shannon, this has been so insightful. Thank you so much for sharing such a sensitive topic with us. And I hope that our audience will take it upon themselves to ingrain it, and if possible, and if needed, use it.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Shannon.
Thank you, Ellie.